The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorfmont Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things happening, as they always are, in the sports world. Not sure if a lot of people are that into All-Star Weekend anymore. However, with that being said, Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon put on one heck of a show in the slam dunk contest. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you? Welcome to the program. Thanks, as always, for being here. I know you, like myself, have kind of been down about All-Star Weekend and whatnot. But with that being said, how impressive and how good, in your humble opinion, were Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon the other night?
Well, how much time do you have to actually spend on All-Star Saturday night tuned into the program watching these contests when everything is revealed to you in a 10-second highlight package? I thought the dunks were nice, but I think that we've reached the end of creativity as far as the slam dunk contest. I think that it's past its prime, man.
I don't know, man. I think those guys brought it back to the days of when we were looking at MJ and Dominique and a lot of things along those lines, man. They were impressive. That's all I can say. It kind of made me a little bit more excited about All-Star Weekend in general. But he's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. We're just getting warmed up. Lots going on in the sports world. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
How much of your life is on your computer? What if your digital files vanished forever? It happens to families and businesses every day. Viruses, hackers, human error, anything can happen. That's why you need Carbonite Cloud Backup. Carbonite automatically backs up photos, music, spreadsheets, all kinds of files, and it makes it easy to restore them. Start a free trial today at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code MUSIC to get 2 free bonus months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code MUSIC.
You, the guy using his pickup to pick up dry cleaning. You got a truck for a reason, remember? Reasons that were not dry or clean. So get some Firestone tires and go do truck stuff. Got it? Now repeat after me. I will be one with the mud. I will push these patented treads. I will get some durable, dependable Firestone tires and go do truck stuff. Find your truck tires at FirestoneTire.com. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
What the hell's going on out here?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. You can get involved. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich, at Dorfman Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Again, a lot happening in the sports world. I personally loved what those guys brought to the equation when you talk about All-Star Weekend. I think we have different expectations because it's been so lousy over the past few years, Jeff, that when we actually had two high flyers and two guys that were out there getting the crowd going and just having a lot of fun, that brought back a little bit of what All-Star Weekend is all about, at least to me, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's the NBA's event. They don't have the luxury of a championship game being played at a neutral location where everybody can make plans months in advance to attend the premier event for the NBA. And, it's always been All-Star Weekend because you can't bring that kind of crowd together. People aren't going to travel in June to a random NBA final city for a game one. So All-Star Weekend is where it's at for the NBA to have basically their big fan summit. And, we've had it here in Phoenix, Arizona a few times. Back when I lived in Cleveland, we got it back in 1997. So I've been a part of the atmosphere, and I'm sure it was a great thing for the city of Toronto. I think it's been a great thing for every city with the possible exception of Las Vegas because of everything going on outside of the events. But the NBA has to do it. It's just we're never going to get the top player in the game, arguably the top two or three players in the game in the slam dunk contest. I don't think that we're going to – we did see Seth in the three-point shootout, Larry Bird. I mean, I think that as an outside shooter, he's probably got that Larry Bird status from when Bird kept his shooting jacket on to win the final.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's interesting because I don't know if you noticed, but they showed that what happens after guys win the three-point contest as far as how far their team goes, and most of those guys wind up being on a championship team. I find that interesting, to be honest with you, because obviously last year Steph Curry won it. His team goes on to win the championship. I think in the whatever the guys were, I think Peja Stojakovic back in 2000, 2001, 2002, somewhere around there, was the only guy on that list not to go on and win the NBA championship that year. That to me is an interesting fact and a weird fact.
It is. I want to kind of follow up on something we were talking about last week or a couple weeks ago with John Poulter regarding the NHL All-Star Game and how John Scott really wasn't even on a team, but he was a captain of a divisional team because of their new format and everything else. Do you remember when was it Craig Hodges from the Chicago Bulls was no longer in the NBA, but he came back to defend his three-point title, basically wearing a generic NBA uniform?
Yeah, and this is a funny story. You mentioned Craig Hodges, obviously played for the Milwaukee Bucks back in the day, and had some great kids, man. I knew his kids growing up. In general, Craig Hodges was just a really, really cool guy. And knew him pretty well, and that guy could shoot the lights out as well. But I'll be honest with you, man. I know that Klay Thompson won the event, and he shot lights out. Don't get me wrong. But I almost feel bad for the rest of the league when you think about it. The two best three-point shooters are on the same team. Klay Thompson and Steph Curry are both on the same team. And when you really think about how good that basketball team is in general, it just makes you realize how tough it is to guard those guys, any one of those guys, whether it's Draymond Green, whether it's Klay Thompson, whether it's Steph Curry, all those guys, Barnes, Iguodala, you name it, they are all nightmares of a matchup for just about any team in the NBA. They shoot from all over the place. They get up and down the floor. I know that there's been a lot of talk lately, and we discussed a little bit, too, about how the NBA is down. I love the way that the Golden State Warriors pass the ball. I love the way that they shoot the ball. I love the way that they play the game in general, to be honest with you, Jeff. And it's not a surprise that two of the best three-point shooters in the NBA are on the same team. And I think there's something that is very interesting about that stat. I said to you, the guy or the man that has won the three-point contest in many occasions goes on to win the NBA title that same season. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. But to me, that is just very, very intriguing.
Well, let me ask you something about someone who did well, whose team will quite obviously not be in the playoffs, let alone the NBA Finals. And that's the kid the kid playing in our backyard here, Archie Goodwin from the Suns. He's 19. He looked like he fatigued out in the later rounds, but you know, is there something there? I mean, is he a possible number three shooter in the league, or what's been your take on him? You know, both in the 3-point contest and the way that he's played for a dysfunctional Suns team throughout the year.
Well, I think dysfunctional is a great way to put it. And you know what? With Morris bothering him the other night on the bench and all the nonsense that has been happening in Phoenix, you know what? I think it just shows you that this kid wants to win. This kid has his heart and his mind in the right spot. And truth be told, I think that, you know what? The Suns will keep this guy around if they're smart. And they will get rid of Morris by trade deadline. They'll get rid of that cancer. Guys can say, look, and I'm talking about maybe Kempton and some of those guys who are like, this guy wants to win. I'm talking about Morris in the occasion right now. And I understand that, and I can appreciate that. But when you go above and beyond and you're no longer really a guy that other people look up to, and you're one of those people that causes all kinds of problems within your own organization, within your own family, whatever it is, I think that that is a big sign and a big red flag that the Phoenix Suns can no longer protect this guy, and they have to realize, get rid of him so that some of these other guys can come around and be who they want to be, and Goodwin is one of those guys. I like him. I think he's got a lot of talent. And I think he could be a pretty solid NBA basketball player, Jeff.
I mean, do you think that, you know, in the aftermath of Hornacek being let go, we could see that maybe Hornacek wasn't the problem? You know, could it just be one bad apple that's really spoiled the bunch? Because you think back to Hornacek's first year as a coach, which was, you know, 3 seasons ago, they overachieved a lot. And I think that was Absolutely. Almost his demise, as they've really done nothing to build on that. And I think that that's just more and more time of letting a guy like Markieff Morris take over the locker room. Unfortunately, his trade value has never been lower, so I don't know what they're going to be able to get for him.
Yeah, I mean, look, at a certain point, you got to just kind of cut your losses. You know what I'm saying? And I think in this particular situation, it's not about what you can get in return. It's what you can get by getting rid of this guy in general. And that's a better locker room. That's a better atmosphere in general here in Phoenix. This kid has been a trouble for a while now. And you know what? Certain people are able to control those emotions, and certain people are not. And I just don't think he is able to control his emotions and what's going on in his head. And to this point, it's gotten to be a real distraction.
and they need to nip it in the bud ASAP. And no better time than with the trade deadline coming up here, Jeff. So
now, if you're a team,
I really look for him to be moved, to be honest with you.
Now, if you're a team like Cleveland, I mean, is this a guy you don't touch with a 10-foot pole, or is this a guy you try to bring in to give yourself an extra dynamic, you know, to compete with San Antonio, Golden State, and even some of the tougher teams in the East down the stretch in April and May?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. I'd be a lot more interested in McLemore, like who they are interested in, and some of the other guys. But I know we got to kick it to a break. On the other side, we're going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports, talk to him about what's going on in the NHL, maybe even get him some baseball. So keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. It's now that time in the program when we jump out to Canada, and obviously it's the site of where the All-Star Weekend is taking place, but it's also home to John Poulter, our professor of sports. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. A little cold, minus 4 Fahrenheit and minus 20 Fahrenheit with the wind chill, but personally and healthy, so that's always the good news. Just learn to stay inside on a day like today.
Absolutely. Hey, before we get into some baseball and some hockey, how has it been being, you know, around all this stuff and having it in your spot there in Canada, the All-Star Weekend festivities? How's it been?
Well, it's been an interesting week. A lot of media hype about it, the slam dunk contest and the skills contest and so on and so forth was pretty big news last night. Of course, all of that's going on downtown, and I live about 30 to 35 miles east of the downtown. I'm just sort of within the last piece of the eastern half of Toronto. You go about a mile and a half east of where I live, and you're actually outside the city. So I haven't had the opportunity to go downtown and actually take in any of the festivities. So what I've seen has been on the television and on highlight packages, but it's pretty interesting stuff, and I think as Jeff pointed out earlier, this is the NBA's event. There is no Super Bowl where everybody travels to one location at the end of the season. So this is the NBA's event. They have to make it into an entertainment piece, and they seem to have done a very good job of that. And hopefully it's putting Toronto on the map a little bit more, and U.S. cities will learn that that Toronto is a great place to be.
Hey, John, you might argue that... you know, that football is the anomaly because baseball does their All-Star game, hockey does their All-Star game. And, you know, all those neutral site summits are all mid-season exhibitions versus the championship. So football is definitely the odd, you know, kind of the odd man out there, you know, in terms of comparison. But let's talk about the sport that's more popular year-round up there, you know, the National Hockey League, the sport of hockey itself. And, you know, not to get too nationalistic on you, but, you know, and I know you wrote a column on morethanafan.net this week about it, but a lot of American teams in those top eight spots in both conferences. You know, how does this affect the NHL going forward as far as the teams north of the border if you don't have anybody represented in the postseason?
Well, I think the only place it's really going to, there's two places it's going to come into to play, Jeff, and that's one from an ego standpoint because Canadians have always felt that they're sort of the fathers of the game, the grandfathers of the game, and you go back to the last year of the traditional six, 1966-67, and of all the players in the league that year, there was only one that was not a Canadian, that was Tommy Williams of the Boston Bruins, who hails from Minnesota, so I think it's a bit of a surprise in terms of last year there were five Canadian teams in the playoffs. This year it's quite possible there might not be any. And as you mentioned in my article, I think I pointed out that there was probably only three of the seven teams had a chance to actually get in this year. I think four of them can basically say next year is already here.
Pretty amazing when you look at that, you know, and you see Edmonton, Calgary, Winnipeg, you know, the list goes on toward the bottoms of all of these divisions. It does kind of shock you to a certain degree. But with that being said, I actually take a totally different view on this. I think it's good to see these other teams stepping up. And like we know in pretty much every sport, these things happen in cycles for the most part. So maybe it's just that cycle now where those Canadian teams are a little bit down, and some of these, you know, the Floridas and the Washingtons and the Dallases and the Chicagos and the Rangers, for that matter, they're atop those divisions now. It just goes in cycles. At least that's how I kind of see it, at least with most of the other sports and now what I'm seeing here in hockey as well.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. I think if you look at the three teams in particular, that being Vancouver, Calgary, and Winnipeg, yes, they're close to the bottom. They're 11th, 12th, and 13th in the 14-team Western Conference, Edmonton being right at the bottom. But when you look at it, Vancouver it has 56 points. Nashville holds the eighth and final playoff spot at the moment with 61. So while we're talking about teams being sort of out of the running and a fair ways back, we're not talking about them being miles and miles and miles away like we are with the Toronto Maple Leafs, who are buried deep in the basement. you know, we're talking in the Western Conference of a very tight situation, and you know, you look at the Western Conference, and quite frankly, it's sort of three distinct divisions. It's the top four: Dallas, Chicago, St. Louis, and Los Angeles, who have garnered a lot more points than the rest of them. And then there's a little bit of a secondary group that includes San Jose, Anaheim, Colorado, and Nashville. And then you got that bottom six currently out of the playoff spot. And although Edmonton sits in bottom spot with 50 points, they could win 8 out of 10, and all of a sudden they'd be back in the race as well. So I think a lot of it is geography and the fact that three of the teams we're talking about are in that very tight Western Conference. So, yes, to some extent it's cyclical, but I think all of these teams are doing the right thing in terms of how they're building, and the Canadian dollar obviously is a big factor right now. So they have to keep going at it slowly. They can't afford to sign big stars, and all of those things take patience, as we know from every sport.
Hey, Jeff,
I don't want to – go ahead, Jeff.
You know, looking at the bottom of the standings, your hometown team, the Maple Leafs, are down there. But two teams that were towards the bottom last year, the Oilers and the Sabres, they both got blue chip phenom draft picks through one season. I realize it's a small sample size, especially with McDavid there, but how have the rookies performed? You know, these hotshot rookies performed to date, in your opinion?
Well, McDavid has been very good in the games that he has played. Of course, he missed about 2 months with that shoulder injury. Came back just after the All-Star break and had a five-point night, two goals, three assists against the Toronto Maple Leafs on Thursday night. And I think that gave everybody a chance to see just how good this kid is. His counterpart in Buffalo, Jack Eichel, is probably in a bit of a better situation, because I think Buffalo has done a better job of rebuilding that team with a mixture of young, old, and middle-of-the-road age type guys, whereas Edmonton has gone completely young. Buffalo is in a tougher conference in terms of where they're trying to fight for a playoff spot. So I think it's sort of unfair to compare them at this point, Jeff, from the standpoint that Eichel has been relatively healthy and has played most of his games, whereas McDavid has not. But in terms of a talent 5 years down the road, I think McDavid will be a step and a half ahead of Eichel, no matter what the situation is. Edmonton's big challenge is when all those young guys get out of their entry-level contracts, they're going to have to sign them, and they suspect we'll want big money. And once again, we're fighting the salary cap issue.
Hey, John, I just want to switch gears real quickly, because we've only got a couple minutes left in the segment, and we would be, I don't know, maybe a little bit foolish if we didn't recognize we are only, 4 days away from pitchers and catchers starting to report to some teams, obviously for spring training. And I see all the signs. I go by the stadiums, and you see the countdown. You know what? And the weather has really stepped up in the last couple of weeks here. It's in the air, and I can really feel it. And for the most part, I usually don't get excited, I'll be honest. I'm actually a little bit excited about baseball coming up this season, and we're 4 days away from pitchers and catchers reporting to at least some teams. How excited are you, John?
Very excited, especially when I look out the window today and see that it's snowing and it's -4. I look at February the 17th, Cleveland Indians, Arizona Diamondbacks, coincidentally, probably Jeff's two favorite teams. First teams to have a batteryman report. Last teams to have play a batteryman report, I guess, are the Twins, the Rays, and the Blue Jays, all on the 21st. And by this time next week, everybody will be in camp. So I'm looking forward to the baseball season, simply because it's a chance to look at some warm weather. And while we're on the topic of baseball, I'd just like to make one quick comment. Tuesday night on the Major League Baseball Network, I believe it's at 9 Eastern, there's a documentary on Rod Carew and his fight for his life after a heart attack. I've only seen clips of it on the MLB website. Looks like it might be a great documentary, a great human interest story. I'd encourage anybody that's a baseball fan to take a look at that on Tuesday night on the MLB Network.
Yeah, I mean, look, bottom line is it's coming, it's here. It's like we wanted to put it on the back burner, but we really can't do it anymore because it's right around the corner, literally right around the corner. Hey, as always, John, really appreciate you taking time out with us. Any final words for us about maybe something to look forward to as obviously spring training is coming up here?
No, not really. I guess we're always looking at the odd guy that might be a surprise. And in this day and age, you see so many guys signed to minor league contracts and invited to spring training, and a lot of them have a good opportunity to make the team, and they're simply there because they can't fit them on the 40-man roster. But always curious to see how teams have improved themselves over the winter, and the first 30 days of the season are always a great experience. One, because of that; two, because of the weather.
Great stuff. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Thanks much, John. Have a great day. We'll catch up with you next week. Keep it close,
bye,
everybody.
Bye.
We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rainy day people all know there's no sorrow they can rise above. Rainy day lovers don't love.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant-wich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant-wich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant-wich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th, U.S. only.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. You can get involved. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Hey, Jeff, just want to throw a couple things at you. J.A. Adande is calling it the best dunk contest in dunk contest history. I don't know if I'd go that far, but he's basically saying, who needs big names when you've got the two best dunkers putting on the greatest show in what he thought was dunk contest history? And then I also want to talk to you a little bit about some college basketball and whatnot. And I want to ask you about Peyton Manning and that alleged assault. I know that you wrote something on Facebook about that. So let's just kind of go around things a little bit here, and we'll try to track down Shane Koenig from morethanafan.net. And if we hook up with him, we'll obviously chat with him about what's going on in the sports world. But let's start there. What do you think of J.A. Adande saying it was the best dunk contest ever, in his opinion?
I think it's fair. I mean, you know, the star power of Michael Jordan and Dominique Wilkins will always make that a transcendent event that actually transcended the exhibition and made the dunk contest part of the NBA culture. I mean, you know, I'm very proud that Larry Nance from the Phoenix Suns and the Cleveland Cavaliers won a slam dunk contest, you know, way back when, but you know, that was before Michael and Dominique, and you know, even Spud Webb there at the end. There were some really good, you know, big names. There were some really big dunks that we hadn't seen before, and everything new that we're seeing now is just kind of a modification of what we've already seen before. So I don't know that there's a lot of originality to be had, but I respect J.A.'s opinion that he's been around the NBA game for this long and had to, you know, cover these exhibitions. If he regards it, you know, as the best ever, then, you know, I think that that deserves credence, and I'm not going to criticize that, you know, that label.
Usually, I'm not as, like, excited about seeing guys like 6'10", dunk the basketball. You know, Larry Nance, one of those guys, a taller guy. It didn't necessarily look as great as when, obviously, Spud Webb would climb the ladder, if you will, you know, or even Nate Robinson, for that matter, when he would climb the ladder. You know, guys like Jason Richardson and Zach LaVine at about 6'6", 6'8", right in there, you know, kind of let you see their athleticism, creativity, and whatnot. But for a bigger guy, Aaron Gordon was cat-like, you know. I mean, he the way he could get his body to bend and whatnot, I was really impressed. I'll be honest, man. And I don't really watch the All-Star Weekend stuff because it's been kind of a letdown to a certain degree. However, and I know what you're saying when, you know, on SportsCenter, they package it up in 10 seconds and they show you all the great dunks and whatnot. But truth be told, man, these guys were fantastic. And I think you got to give credit where credit's due. They're not the huge names. You know, it's not Michael Jordan. It's not Dominique Wilkins. Like you're saying, those bona fide stars that actually help put the dunk contest on the map. Let's face it, you know, in general, without those guys being who they were and doing what they did for the NBA and obviously the high-flying acts that they were, this today wouldn't be happening the way it is now. And you know what? I give credit to a guy like Zach LaVine for taking the torch and wanting to be a showman and having some great stuff go on in the air and whatnot. His creativity and his ability to jump, it's unbelievable. And with that being said, we talked a little bit about Zach LaVine last week and these younger guys that have come into the NBA. He's blossomed, man, and it's kind of cool seeing a kid grow up and become a man kind of right before your eyes. And instead of saying, God, he should have stuck around in college basketball for a couple more years, he went to the next level, he's matured, and now this guy is becoming a rising star in the NBA.
Oh, yeah, and I think that's an excellent take. Yeah, I think that Zach LaVine, despite the UCLA connection, which is a kind of an inside joke on this particular program, you know, I think that's a good take. You know, LaVine goes back, he defends his title, he's blossoming into a good NBA player. That's your take. Let's hear listeners' takes. If you want to get on the action, 1-800-878-7529 or tweet us at SportsBylineUSA. You can get Dorfman at Dorf on Sports, and you get me at By Jeff Rich. What do you think of the three-point contest? I mean, you know, it's dominated by Golden State. Is that just kind of the epitome of everything the Golden State is, that they'd come in and continue to own this exhibition?
Yeah, man. I mean, again, like we talked about this. I think it's amazing. You got two of the best, not two of just these any guys, two of the best three-point shooters in Klay Thompson and Steph Curry on the same basketball team, on the same floor all the time, you know, and then they go battle against each other, and then you see the jubilation that Steph had for Klay. You know, there's no animosity, man. These guys are just having a blast playing a childhood dream out, and you know what? I think it's cool. And I also saw, you know, speaking of the Golden State Warriors and whatnot, I did see an interview that Steph put on, I don't know if it was Friday or Saturday. I have no idea which day it was. But bottom line is that he was talking about breaking that record. And, you know, you and I have talked about breaking that record of 72 wins. Right now they're in such a great position to do it that they have a seven-game road trip coming up. And, you know, I don't think it's necessarily the toughest seven-game road trip. But if they go 3-4 on that road trip, you know what? It's going to make it difficult to break that record. If they go 5-2 on that particular road trip, I like their chances a lot better. And we saw what happened when they were on back-to-back nights a long time ago on a seven-game road trip when they went to Milwaukee, and Milwaukee was able to get it done and have the highlight of their year or their NBA championship by beating the Golden State Warriors, because we all know they're going nowhere. But that's the kind of thing that they're going to have to worry about, if you ask me, in breaking this record. But truth be told, I have been a big fan, and I want to see them break this record because, to me, Jeff, that's about the only thing interesting with the NBA right now, and that's about the only thing keeping me watching the NBA at this point, because we've talked about this. To me, there are 3, 4, maybe 5 teams that can win a title this season, and truth be told, it's probably more like 3 teams, and probably 2 of those 3 are in the Western Conference. So to me, the only thing exciting about what's going on in the NBA right now is the fact that the Golden State Warriors could break history and have the most victories ever. And to me, that's what I'm watching this season. I don't know what you're watching, but that's what I'm watching, Jeff.
You know, I've really been reluctant to give Golden State any credit. You know, there's a little bit of bitterness from, you know, what happened back in June.
Of course.
But you know, the things you're suggesting, seven-game road trip, you suggested that they, you know, if they lose 4 out of 7 games there. You know, I just want to kind of remind you that where the standings sit, they've lost 4 out of 50. You know, they've lost 4 out of, 52 to date. So I don't think that's very likely that they're going to go, you know, that they're going to drop 4 on a single road trip when they've dropped 4 in about 4 months. So I think that they're going to do it. The numbers are pretty overwhelming. I think I said that if they got to 58-7, I would say that it's highly likely. Just nobody's playing with them. I mean, you got to go back through history. You got to go back to the Showtime Lakers maybe to find a team that can beat these Golden State Warriors.
Agreed, man. And you know what? When you think about some of those Laker teams, you know, when they had Byron Scott, Michael Cooper, Kurt Rambis, you name it. I mean, they had a list of players that were just great. And that to me is the difference about what you're seeing in the NBA today versus the NBA yesterday. Those teams were loaded with great players. I mean, you know, I grew up watching the Milwaukee Bucks with Ricky Pierce, who was the best sixth man for a long, long time. He and the microwave, Vinny Johnson, I used to watch those two guys. He played for the Detroit Pistons, obviously, you know, but there were so many great players. You had to go 6, 7, 8, 9 deep, maybe even 10 deep, where nowadays you're going 6, 7, excuse me, maybe 8 deep. So there's just a better, to me, at least to me, the game was better back in the 80s and early 90s, and, you know, with the Bad Boys of basketball and how they went about their business and whatnot. And, you know, we don't really have that kind of thing going on. So the one thing that I'm holding on to is watching the Golden State Warriors be just so much better than everybody else and have an opportunity to break that record. I think it's one of the coolest things in sports, and I don't necessarily think I ever thought it was going to be broke until now, Jeff, to be honest with you.
I don't think it's all that cool. I think it's just a sign of the times that you can get away with so much more, because if you get breathed on, you know, you go to the stripe, so you shoot your free throws well, and you learn to shoot jumpers with a hand in your face, as Seth and Clay to a little bit of a lesser extent have done. And, you know, the ball movement, the fundamentals are great. You know, there's just something about them that you don't want them to take that title, because those Bulls teams were so good, and they did it in such a more, you know, physical way, and they were good on the glass. They didn't need a dynamic player like Draymond Green. I don't know. I'm just not looking forward to seeing this record fall. You know, you could call me a curmudgeon, and you could say I'm yelling at you to get off my lawn, but that's the way I feel about it.
See, I completely disagree with you on that. We can agree to disagree. You know, the Bulls had Michael Jordan, they had Scottie Pippen, they had Dennis Rodman. You're talking about guys that did particular things. You know what? And it's very similar to what the Golden State Warriors have. You know, they have a very dynamic player in Steph Curry who has handles like nobody has seen in a long, long time. And then they have the ability to shoot the ball the way that they did. Look, the Bulls had Steve Kerr. He was a knockdown three-point guy. Craig Hodges. You name it. Throughout the years, they have those specialty guys that you're talking about that you seem to dislike about this Golden State Warrior team. And truth be told, I really think this has more to do with the fact that Cleveland was unable to beat them in the championship last year. And again, maybe I'm reading too much into this, but to me, look, man, you're not being open-minded to what this type of greatness is. It's a different style of greatness. I'll give you that, Jeff. But truth be told, those Bulls teams were loaded with guys that did key things for them too. Horace Grant. I can go through the list of all the guys that they had, and we could probably compare these rosters, and then maybe you'd have a little bit of a different outlook as to how good those Bulls were and why they were so good. Dennis Rodman was a rebounder. Michael Jordan was a scorer, facilitator, this, that, and the other. Scottie Pippen, Tony Kukoc. I mean, the list goes on with all these guys that they've had for their purpose on the basketball floor. So it's a different style, I'll give you that. But I don't think this style is any less great than that style was.
And that's where we agree to disagree. The game is different. The game, I think, was a little bit tougher to win. It was tougher for the Lakers and the Celtics to win. It was tougher for the Bulls and even the Rockets in the 90s to win. And it's just it's a different game, and it's just not a style I prefer. I mean, you know, you said it yourself. You've lost interest in the NFL game, and I think that the NFL game, or I'm sorry, the NBA game is – you know, it's just different. It's not as likable. You know, the greatness, you know, you just don't appreciate the greatness on the same level. It's almost like the juice ball era, the way that we look at home run hitters, you know, in the late 90s and early 2000s.
I'm interested to hear what Fred Wallen has to say to us next hour on this, because I have a feeling he's going to kind of be somewhere in the middle of Jeff and I. But anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Polter for hanging out with us, our professor of sports, breaking down what's going on in the NHL, and then obviously looking ahead a little bit to Major League Baseball, which is crazy how close that is, Jeff. By the way, on the other side, we're going to have Fred Wallen join us, and then I want to get into the Peyton Manning thing, this crazy, hostile sexual environment that was going on at the University of Tennessee and whatnot. So I don't think we'll do it justice if we start talking about that right now. But we will look into that on the other side, like I said, in hour two when we bring Fred Wallen into the mix. But, man, oh, man, Jeff, last hour, to be honest with you, man. It's gone very quickly. So on a note, in a sense, that must mean it's been a pretty solid hour. But truth be told, a lot going on in the sports world. Give me an initial thought about this Peyton Manning thing, and then we'll dive into it in the hour that's coming ahead.
Oh, I think it's an old story. I think it's being rehashed because Tennessee's an unmitigated disaster. Their entire athletic program is. A lot of problems going on in SEC football right now with funding and whatnot. So I don't think there's much to be read into this. Let's let Peyton ride off into the sunset. He's done. I do have some criticisms of the man, but we can get into that in the next hour.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is it's so crazy how we work in this society, and people are always trying to dig into people's lives and try to find the negative instead of the positives. And you know what? After the guy wins a Super Bowl, now let's dig and let's try to find all this stuff that we can about him and bring out the dirt about Peyton Manning. You know what? I think people need to get a life, to be honest with you. Get a life, like you said. Let this man ride out in the sunset, enjoy it. And we didn't even mention, congrats to those Denver Broncos for winning the Super Bowl. And maybe we'll get into that a little bit, too, about Cam Newton and his reaction and whatnot, what you think of him now after that. But hour number one of the books, he's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. Keep it close. Hour number two on the horizon. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.